Blog Talk Radio.
I am ready.
Thank you.
a perfect day. I know that I can count on you. When that's not possible, tell me, can you ever afford?
Will you be? not enough. Please turn it down the lights and light the candle tonight. Cause tonight is your night to do what you wanna do with this damn body. It's alright. Hey, it's alright.
Skin kinda dark already. Should I light him?
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Love Zone. I'm your host, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice, Diva, Miss B.I.P. Hey, Diva, how you doing tonight?
Diva, I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. Glad to have you here, girl. This topic tonight, I thank everybody back channel that was telling me they was enjoying the music. Y'all make me feel good about my selection, so that's what's up. That's awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Link. Why the average? And you can be raw. I got my Raw Link on, Diva. You got yours?
Absolutely, I do.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And don't forget to press that 1 and participate. We love you, too. Adiva, I'm going to ask you the question first. But we're gonna talk about this first. What is it that heals your heart when you have no one to turn to? Do you have a specific method you use or a mindset you go into? What do you do?
Well, first of all, when I'm hurting like that, I tend to just fall deeper into the black hole. And then one day I realized, hey, wait a minute, I can't stay down here because there's nothing here. So there's no place to go but up. And then once I get spiritually uplifted, I'm good. And then it just goes away. That's what I do.
Okay. Well, you know what? There's no right or wrong answers.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, I have to just give in and talk to someone. I have to. And, you know, sometimes people bring a different perspective than what you see. So while your hurt is subjective, whomever that you do try to talk to has to be objective.
Absolutely.
So what about you, Diva?
You know what?
What do you do?
Me? I talk about it all throughout my piece, but I'm going to give y'all a little bit of insight anyway. You know, there's a process and there are levels that you go through to get to that healing point. It's all part of healing, but the main part of that, the main level of that healing is releasing all of that anger, that hurt, that pain. I'm still, a work in progress. I thought that I was past certain issues that took place long ago, but there are triggers sometimes that will take you back, and it will stir will touch a nerve. And I say to myself, you know what? Damn, I thought, why is this affecting me like this? You know, I shouldn't be feeling this way. I let all of this go. But for the most part, I'm good. You got to go inside yourself. You got to talk to spirit. That was pretty much the only way, really. I mean, I did my therapy thing. I needed it. I'm serious. For a couple of years, I needed it because I continued to stay in my marriage after he did what he did to me. All the talking, the bad mouth in me and the mental abuse didn't top when he decided to throw a female in my face. Not only did he, you know, mess around with her, but he would say things to me concerning her like I was in the wrong for feeling the way I felt, trying to make me feel like I shouldn't have said certain things to her. You shouldn't have brought her into our home. You shouldn't have brought her into our life.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I wouldn't have any contact with her at all. You wouldn't have to worry about me or feel any kind of way about me saying anything to her. Okay. Now, she and I get along. We're cordial towards one another. Okay. But, you know, because I fell in love with the baby that she had, but there will always be certain things that will strike a nerve with me that she said to me in the process of her fucking around with my husband, you know. Other than that, I'm good. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what it is. I have to keep telling myself that it is what it is. You have to come to the realization that you cannot change what has happened already. Although I know I'm not the only one that wishes that they had a time machine. I know a lot of us wish we do, because we'd have done something differently. We probably would have done something to try to prevent it. But see, common sense, you know, and rationalization lets you know whatever happened was supposed to take place. It was to teach us something.
Mm-hmm.
Or it wouldn't have taken place. You know? And that's pretty much all I got to say about that right there. Now, Diva.
Yes.
I am just like, I asked, I know Birdie whispered in my ear and said that we got some fresh ink that is we're about to be blessed with on your part.
Yeah, I do have fresh ink. I do.
And
handled. I just finished it like 20 minutes ago.
That's a good thing. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know how I feel about poetry. It is timeless, honey. Timeless. So, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. When my heart hurts and no one is around, I try to cry in relief, but the tears don't fall. I don't make a sound because there's no use in crying and something I can't change. In the deepest part of me, I have to reset my mind, rearrange. Just because love is not here, I can't give up. The love of someone left me, disappointed me. It's not in me to fear. I have to pray while I hurt. Can't listen to love songs. Sometimes gospel won't do. See, the damage can't heal itself, so I have to be true only to myself. I had to face what hurt me, go through all the stages of grieving, to forgive those who deserted me. I didn't want to block my blessing being stuck in unforgiveness. Even with people seeing how I am, I still act like there's nothing happening, and it's no one's business. I had to get over the shame of being naive. It wasn't totally my fault that I had to believe. I had to get over my pride. I talked to the sisters in my tribe. They reassured me the hurt wouldn't last. It was all about DNA and transference, about pieces inside me instead of peace. And someday it will pass. I slept on it and determined they were right. When I awakened the next day, I showered, got dressed. I was all right. I felt lighter. Even the sky was brighter. And I decided, from now on, I'll have discernment, and love will return to me with no detriment. And that's that peace.
And you just did that 20 minutes ago? Well, dang.
I just finished 20 minutes ago.
Girl, that piece. Wow, there was a part in there where you said, I forgot what it was. I got caught up in the rest of the poem. It'll come back to me later. I really, really, really like that. You put your heart in it. You know, there's a lot of transparency in that piece. And I really, really like that a lot, girl. Well, I apologize. This is my topic, but hey.
I was trying to avoid,
right, asking certain folks
mm-hmm.
for topics. Mm-hmm. I drew a blank. I was multitasking, and I said, you know what, I got to stop something to so I can write something. But what else am I going to write to? Yeah, think of something. So I said, all
right,
right, well, I'm going to come up with this. Let's talk about a broken heart. I love that piece. I really, really do. Thank you, Diva. That was beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. I, too, have some fresh ink that I did a couple hours before this
show. All right now, Diva. I hear you. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Called Ready for Love. How did I heal my broken heart? I allowed myself to go through the stages of healing with acceptance, time, and release. After fighting with who damaged me, fighting with myself, acceptance, accepting the truth that what's done can't be undone. No matter how badly I needed him to come back and lie to me that she was just a temporary and we were always meant to be. Time. I took time to get angry at the world, telling myself I was going to pay it back for taking everything from me because I didn't do anything for him to choose her over me. And he wouldn't have met her had it not allowed her to exist. And I gave myself time to grieve my loss, started talking to spirit, so I could understand that nothing good would ever come from holding on to that pain. And I was only hurting myself staying there. And finally, one day I looked in the mirror, and I saw something that I hadn't seen in 5 years. Cried one last tear. Told myself, welcome back, beautiful. I love you. And I released it all. And that's that piece.
Diva, I'm telling you, that was amazing. And I really wish people would understand that that nothing good would ever come from holding on to the pain. You gotta let that go. You'll never let mm-hmm. anyone else in holding on to old stuff. You can't put new wine in old skin. You know what I'm saying? You can't move forward in a parked car. And you can't be afraid of someone hurting your feelings because guess what? Somebody might hurt our feelings every day. Somebody might call us out our names, you know, and sometimes, you know, sticks and stones will break your bones. But names, you know, they hurt. So the thing is that
absolutely.
You got to let go of the pain. I was steeped in unforgiveness for 5 whole years. And then finally, one mm-hmm. day, it's just, the Lord was like, enough, stop it. And
mm-hmm.
I was never
yeah.
happy. And the day I released it, I was, what? I was lighter. I was happy. I'm like, oh, my goodness. So, honestly, it does work. You can't let go of the pain. If nothing good comes out
yeah.
of it. It takes, and you know what? It's like waiting for someone to die while you're drinking the poison.
mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
It's true. It's
yeah.
so true. I've had quite a few people talk to me about how they are just going to stay where they are because of the pain that they went through from heartbreak. Nobody wants to go through heartbreak. I think it is worse than anything you can suffer because when your heart breaks down and it's shattered, you feel like you can't breathe. You feel like life is over. You get desperate. You make, you know, you call that person and you harass them. Well, I did. you wonder, what is it that I did wrong? Why is this happening to me? That's the main question that constantly runs through your mind. Why did this happen to me? Why is this happening to me? What can I do? People become afraid to open themselves up to love again. Love is not going to go anywhere. Love isn't what hurts you. It's the person that couldn't reciprocate it or couldn't appreciate the love that you had to give that hurts you. Love never hurts you. Love is perfect and divine and beautiful and wonderful. But I tell people when they say things like that to me, I say, you know what? You never know. You'll never know if you're going to hurt. None of us do. But you have to be willing to take that chance again. Okay, because when you block people, it's so unfair. The universe looks in your heart and they see that you want to be loved. You have it to give. But if you keep saying, I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to do it. And the universe is going to give you what you ask for. Everything you ask for, they say yes to. And if you keep on blocking it, they're going to keep on taking it from you. Keep on pushing aside. Oh, well, that's not what they want. And it takes time. Everybody moves at their own pace. Everybody has their own process of healing. But, man, it took me actually more than five years to start seeing myself again, recognizing myself and loving myself again, because the shit that was told to me after I was told that he was doing what he was doing, oh man, he just broke. And when I say he broke me to the point where I literally became friends with the floor. I was so weak. I would muster up just enough strength to take care of my babies and, keep the house in order. But other than that, I don't want to talk to nobody. I couldn't eat. I lost 40 pounds, literally, because I would fix the meals and I would take literally one forkful of food and I wouldn't eat anymore at every meal. And I lost the weight. I got so sick behind that shit. It's not, man, I've been through the ringer. I understand the hurt and pain. And to be embarrassed, to be belittled. Wow. All right, I think it's time to get to these callers, because this is a trigger for me. I didn't realize how it was going to affect me. I'm getting just a little bit emotional here, but I'm good. We're going to open up this first mic to, guess who we got on the microphone? We got us a divine inspiration. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey.
Good evening. I'm doing pretty good.
Okay. You beat a particular caller that's always in here first. It's a first.
Oops.
It's all good.
I saw you.
Hey. It's all good.
See,
how are you tonight, Paul? What happened? We already know it's involved. We get it.
But when I looked and saw what your theme was for tonight, it brought back a memory. So I definitely had to come.
Okay. Right. Awesome. Well, I'm glad you did come. Now, I'm going to ask you the question. I have to stop opening up Messenger because it's a distraction. I'm going to ask you the question of the evening, and you did see the topic. What heals your heart when you have no one to turn to?
Well, of course, I'm going to say God, but it's a process to get there. When I was engaged at one time, and my fiance got pregnant and had an abortion and then told me about it afterwards. That did something to me. Now, granted, I understand that that final decision is a woman's, but something that important you could discuss with me before you decided to do what you did. Of course, I would have never supported you getting rid of my child, but she chose to, and that ruined the relationship, and I had to walk away. And I'm putting it politely when I say that I had to walk away. But it took a lot of pain, a lot to finally realize that, you know, that old cliche, that thing that mama told us and whatever, God is always with you. Just call on him. It came to pass because after I allowed myself to go through months and months and months of chaos, I finally gave up and gave it to him, and things became better. At least my ability to deal with it became better. So y'all know me as Divine Inspiration, but I'm not always that person. But even in that other state, that's something that came true and really proved itself to me. And that's how I got through it.
Okay. That's understandable. You know what's crazy? Because, well, I don't do it now, but I used to put my anger, my feelings, my emotions, and my reaction before God. Now the first thing I say is, oh, God. And
right.
I talk to him first.
Exactly.
When things get to me, and see, that's where we get lost. We depend upon ourselves to solve these issues, to work it out, instead of going to him. Not understanding, because you know, because the flesh is weak. It's very real, and we fall victim to that weakness instead of putting our trust in him. This is where we fall short of our faith, because the first thing we do is react to what hurt us. I know, like I said, I know better now because I know I cannot work this out without him. I can't. I can't get through anything without him. He is my rock. He's my strength. He's my everything. I do still get emotional, but I put it in his hands right away. And this is a little off topic. I got upset because I was looking at a news article, and I hadn't talked to my son all day. Right, and y'all know how I am about my kids, right? I'm nuts, okay? And I saw the top part of a young man's face. Y'all know my kids are light skin, right? And eyes and the eyebrow look so familiar, look so similar. But the only thing is I didn't pay attention to, my son's eyes change colors. They go from a hazel to a light green to a very light brown. This young man's eyes were a dark brown, and I read the heading of the article that said that young man got shot in such and such corner, some of the streets right around here where I live at, and I'm like, I went in panic mode real quick. I was like, I had to pick up the phone and call him, and I said, you know what? Come on, Danielle, come on. And then I said, Lord, please forgive me for not going to you first. You know, it, like I said, the flesh is weak. Our emotions have a tendency to kick in first because we're human. But, yeah, you got to go to God first. Give it to him. Please, y'all.
Absolutely.
Trust in him. But we ain't going to turn this into the Inspiration Factory. This is a love song. Okay. So what we going to do, I want to know what you brought, and I got to give you my signature question. I want to know what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight.
I brought something deliciously called Else Fail.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This really sucks. Another example of my string of bad luck. another reason why I should really and truly declare I don't give a fantastic. She told me that she loved me, but she lied about relationships, love, love-like emotions, anything resembling devotion. Dog, I'm hurting. And as much as I am there to listen to, cry with, or sit in abject silence for others with, going through something so real and life-altering, painful moment like this, I end up like this, alone, with no one to even temporarily take my mind away. It looks like alone and suffering is here to stay. The devil is a lie when a true soldier in the army of the Lord snaps out of it and shakes the fog from his thoughts. This is in no way what experience in Scripture has taught. I will never leave or forsake you. And lie is one thing God cannot do. On many occasions, he has proved this to be true. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You have victory over anything faced upon this side. So this whole thought process about going through something alone is a waste of brain cells. Remember what Scripture tells. When all else fails, and it will, remember the words of the conqueror of Calvary's Hill. And be encouraged, because you are never defeated or alone. And I said, peace. Wow.
Wow.
Whoa. You curse the kingdom of God. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You go first. Woo.
Well, first of all, I admire your transparency, because in the beginnings, you almost made me cry. I'm thinking, wait a minute. But then when you got to all the Bible verses, that's the one that stands out to me a lot in my life. And sometimes, you know, look, I'm not like everybody. Sometimes I don't go to God first. But now that I have reset my mind, you know, I'm anew, that's where I have to go. Because I get angry and then forget. That was a very, very powerful piece.
Thank you. And you want to know something? This is how good my daddy is. You got me beat. I finished this about a half hour before the first song.
Oh, fresh
that
ink.
Shows you
oh, my God,
he wants to use your pen.
Yep, the fresh ink night.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. No, he was saying, Danielle.
That was an extremely powerful piece. You made me emotional because I felt there was a point in there where I thought you were crying. And you almost,
yeah,
made, you know
too.
I'm a big baby, right? And I was like, oh, yeah. You know, I was here like, ooh, hold yourself together, girl. My goodness, that was, man, the transparency in it, the emotion in it. Whew. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it got me feeling a little tingly at the same time because, I know I talk about spirit all the time, but I really, really do get emotional when it comes down to talking to spirit because I know what he's done for me. I know what he's brought me through, and I know that he's real. The truth, he is nothing but the truth. And okay. I can't help but get, you know, to feel a certain kind of way about him. I won't argue with anybody about spirit, but I will, you know, my faith is unwavering, and that piece was awesome. It was really, really awesome, and I truly, truly appreciate you coming by and giving it to us, but there's something I need you to do first before you get up out of here and I send you over there to the Love Lounge.
Can you tell everybody what you got going on in the world of poetry?
To relieve, I got a little noise. You wanted me to do.
That's because, see, that's because you are up your front.
Sunday night, the way we start the week off at Epiphany is with the Inspiration Factory, where myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, we offer a platform where we can just praise the Lord, enjoy our love of poetry, inspire, pray for, empower, just allow the Lord to use us, and just come on through. Get your little dose. The Inspiration Factory, Sundays, 9 p.m. With Epiphany, of course.
That's what's up.
That's what I'm talking about. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you.
What I'm
going
to do is send you over there.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you for using it, coming through. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to send you on over there to the lounge. I got a great mixologist. She is the mixologist. Her name is Kalinda. Go on in there, give her a holler. Please. Tell her he is here. That's all I need you to say to her. He is here, okay? So she don't start pressing it, but she knows what I'm talking about, okay? Yes, please, because see, she can't see who's you know, in the waiting room and stuff until they walk through the door of the lounge. So until then, just let her know. Go on in, order a drink. Drinks are in the house. All right. Sit back.
Well, I'm definitely going to test
socks off. All right. All right. Love you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. I didn't know what I was getting myself into with this topic, but it's got me a little bit emotional. But I'm going to... I'm going to do this real quick before I open up this next call of mine. Real quick. Just take a little break real quick. Welcome back to the Love Zone, everybody. This is Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1 to participate. And you can just sit back and listen and enjoy the show. So we're going to open up this next microphone, Diva 2. Poetic. Hello, Poetic. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Miss VIP Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
What's good, man? Oh, Lord, she's pressing the red button over it. All right, we're going to try and get you in and out of here. But go ahead.
All right. I'm doing good. I'm doing pretty good. I'm coming, baby girl. I'm coming. I will be there shortly. I gotta handle the business over here first. I got a lot to unpack and unload, so I hope your ears are ready.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Now, how y'all ladies doing tonight?
I'm a little emotional, but I'm good. Diva.
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. To divine inspiration, my brother, I have but one few words, like I said, one few words to say to you if you haven't been in the chat. Stick by that much. You youngins won't even get that reference. You youngins won't even get that reference, and it's okay.
Oh, Lord. He apologized, but he didn't have to, just because you decided to dial a little bit late. You know, I'm surprised. But
man, I was at 8:47, and I see 2 minutes. You got to be right there. You got to be right there quick.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's how we be feeling. You're trying, you know, calling in.
He called himself in into the studio. I know what he did. I know what he did. I'm watching you, divine inspiration. I'm watching you.
Ooh. Wow. Man. Well,
this your topic, though? Yeah.
Yes, because I was drawing a blank. I was in here crocheting, and I was trying to do something else at the same time, and I was drawing a blank. I'm like, all right, the heart, matters of the heart. Okay, so I'm going to put this question up there. There you go.
Okay. That's a doozy.
Yeah, it is. It is, because it has triggered me, honestly. But I'm going to let my diva ask you the question.
All right, poetic. So, in what heals your heart? You have no one to turn to.
All right, so when I have no one to turn to, what heals my heart? There are two things, three things really. The first thing being music, because music has a way of putting my heart at rest when I hear certain songs or if whatever I'm in a mood for. The second thing is writing. Writing helps me get out some of that pain, that hurt that I harbor. And the third thing would be God himself, because I know we refer to him as a deity and not necessarily as a person, but he's the one that will never, you know, never judge me, never doubt me, never put me down. As a matter of fact, he will encourage me, he will uplift me, he will hold me, he will wipe away those tears when no one else can wipe them away. And when it comes to matters of the heart is a very delicate organ. And when you talk about the emotionality of the heart, it's a lot, you know, it's a lot. So yeah, those would be my things to help me heal my heart. And I heard your sappy self, Danielle. Love, baby. Love is so pure. Love is so this. Love is. Yeah. Okay.
Now, see, you know what I'm talking about. When I'm referring to love, I'm referring to spirit. Okay.
I know.
I know. The truth. Okay.
I know, Miss Love and Light. I sure do.
Oh my goodness. That's right. Send it out to everybody. That's right. Y'all know how I am. That's right. I mean it too. But yeah, it is. But you know what? You said music. Music is definitely a great way to connect to spirit as well. It's because it's healing.
that energy that comes through it, that generates from them, that, yeah, that's a major, major thing. I forgot about that. I should have put that in my piece, but it's all good. It's all good. Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah, music is very, very healing. Because it soothes us. Whatever we're going through, and it's a song, it's a rhythm for every single situation and emotion. Okay, so yeah. That's what's up. Okay, definitely. Now, we're going to have you do that after you do your piece, because I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So, but I'm going to give you the mic. Whenever you're ready.
Thank you. This piece is called Solo Heart Drip. When I have no one else to turn to, my heart bleeds on paper to help heal itself. Because it's in that moment of solidarity, I'm most vulnerable and I need clarity of the pain that has seduced my emotions. My pain is then released from the ink of my quill's devotion, hoping and praying I write something inspirational or even worthy enough to be motivational. But who am I kidding? My words take a turn down a broken, dimly lit path, and I keep forgetting. When I have no one else to turn to, my heart bleeds on paper to help itself heal. Because I find that in my greatest pain, everything I've ever lost someday will become a great gain. Fairy tales and fables tells many stories, ones that our hearts laugh at like untold mysteries. As I bleed out from the main vein of my ink's artery, praying the words would help with my recovery. Instead, they just make me relive the events that led up to this scribble on a piece of paper with hurts from the unusual suspects. When I have no one else to turn to, my heart bleeds on paper to help heal itself. That's when I become one of the world's greatest storytellers, because I write the pain of me and my ancestors with liquid that stains the paper, like my blood that stains the lining of my internal organ that beats and beats as I escape her, hoping my words that connect from my ink reminds me to no longer think that the veil of my heart is no longer torn apart as the blood continues to leak from my drip that flows from my heart. Peace.
Wow. Yo. Man. That was super deep. Wow. Oh, God, making me feel these pieces tonight. You're tugging at my heartstrings here. Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Wow. Mine were tugged and pulled and stepped on and all that good stuff. But Lord have mercy.
Oh, my God. I was trying to write down certain lines that you said, but I couldn't keep up because I wanted to hear what you were saying next. So I just put my pen down and listened. And wow, the bleeding out part and man, I can't even grab one line out of it right now. I'm gonna have to go back to the playback. But that was I can't even think of a word. That was, I'm going to go back to an old Philly word that we used to use. That means it was dope, it was fly. That was decent, yo. Really, really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm posting it to the other page right now.
Thank you. Whew, Lord,
I just wrote that today for the show because I was inspired to write. So thank you for that.
I'm glad you were inspired, man. It's always a treat to hear your pieces. Sheesh. You know what? I ain't coming up with no more topics like this. Y'all got me feeling. I'm serious.
She came up with me sometimes.
Uh-huh. It's a great topic.
Ooh, man. Lord have mercy. That was wow. That was the transparency, everything. All right, I gotta breathe. Now, can you hold on one more minute? Just 60 more seconds. That's all I ask, please, okay? I just need him to give us the rundown for the week. That is it, okay? Poetic, could you please give us a rundown for the week for Epiphany, please?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic, tomorrow night for the Get Down. Friday night, there will not be a show unless one of the hosts would like to do a pop-up show. Saturday night is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. Sunday night, y'all, the Inspiration Factory. You just heard the host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and joining him will be yours truly, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And then Monday night, y'all, Monday night, listen. The Soul Cafe will be in full swing with the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And then on Tuesday night, it will be Flask, your host, Mojave. And next Wednesday, y'all, will be right back here in the Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you very much. She's going over there, and I don't know what y'all talk about. I don't know how you touch her mentally, physically, whatever, spiritually, but you done did something to my employee, okay? And I feel forgot a way about being rushed here, okay?
Oh, Danielle. I haven't
gone over there to her.
You
did something because she said you touched her soul before you even made physical contact. So you did something.
And not like Mr. Metaphoria with just a tip either.
Woo! Oh, God. I know he did.
Oh, my.
Ooh, I'm having a hot flash.
I think I just blushed.
One love, one mic, ladies. Take your socks off.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Girl, Lord, have mercy. I am having hot flash, though, right now. Lord, have mercy. we're going to go over here and open up this next microphone to our Canadian connection. We got us a Lady A in the building. Welcome, Lady A, to the Love Zone.
Hello.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. How about you guys? You're having fun?
Yes, we'll be fine. Okay. How are you, love?
I'm all right. I'm okay, yeah. I wrote a poem, so... for tonight with the topic, and that'll tell it all.
Oh, spooky. Well, I know you brought something already. I know you did, but I still have to ask you the question for the evening. What fills your heart when you have no one to turn to?
Well, I'm going to say I have pretty much the same answers that Van had, and music is a big one for me. When I feel alone, I play music and listen to the words and just sort of fall into it, and I don't come up for air for quite a long time, and writing too. Both of those things are the top things for me. As far as, going first to God, I have to say that I don't. Sometimes I'm really mad because, you can only take so much, and then you're wondering, well, where are you? And but that's a whole topic unto itself. But and at times, praying is also a way of survival. But I have a lot of anger still in me to deal with. So I'm dealing. It's a learning process, and I'm trying to practice all the things you've taught me. and coping better, let's just say. It's not perfect yet, but it's better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I like that. I appreciate that. We see what people have to understand, we were created perfect.
Yeah.
We already had perfection when he brought us into existence. But it's the ways of the world that taint us and give us the imperfections.
Yeah.
Okay.
We ruined that perfection ourselves.
We do.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
And we fall short, and that's why we need to start coming back to him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to understand and stop putting faith in these worldly, you know.
Yeah.
But thank you for that, love. And I got to ask you, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to?
Oh, what did I bring delicious? Well, I don't know how delicious it is, but I'm going to read it. It's called Helpless to Goddess.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Survivor is my name. My whole life I've played this game. Nowhere to run as a child. Parents did not protect. They were wild. We were alone. No grandma, no aunts, uncles, no cousins, no grandpa. Alone to cope with fear, afraid of her, afraid of him. Life was grim. Survivor is my name. Choices made. Tried to feed my need to belong, be heard, loved, accepted, cherished, hugged. Anxious was my soul. My thumb and blanket filled that hole. A shredded piece of flannel tied in a knot gave comfort, my rock. Survivor is my name. She loved to see me cry, and I wanted to die. Of four, I was the only one. Her hate built in determination and courage. Wise old owl, he called me. Looking back, I understand what was seen. Back to my room under the covers with blankie and my thumb. Survivor is my name. Rejection, betrayal, loveless, death came. Lost in the forest of life, voiceless. Seeking love from no place. Surrounded by emptiness, curled in a ball, vacuous, abandoned, falling into wonderland where nightmares and dreams expand. Survivor is my name, ultimate madness thrown away. Stand in front of the mirror and say, you're a survivor. My mission is not complete. Hang on, do not capitulate when your heart is broken. Look to the phoenix rising within. In peace.
Amen to that. Girl. Survivor is my name. I love that. I love that. That needs to be on a t-shirt. I love that piece. The emotion, the transparency. Oh, this is another one that pulled at my heartstrings. That was beautiful. You spoke of how you didn't give up when you felt like you wanted to. You kept telling yourself, "Survivor is my name. You're going to get through this." Oh,
yep.
Lady A. Wow.
It's the only way you can, you know, you can't, there's only two options, is to keep going or succumb to it, you know, and because we're not, you have those thoughts, and it's acting on them that gets you in trouble, you know.
Wow. Diva, what you got for that?
First of all, it's just total transparency. I felt the emotion, and again, like poetic, you pulled at my heartstrings, yanked them out, and stomped on them. But then you end up as a phoenix. You rose from the ashes. You became a warrior, a queen. So that was beautiful. I got to hand it to you. It's getting better and better, my dear.
Thank you very much.
Ooh, I loved it. I loved it. Oh, man. Y'all really getting to me with these pieces, man. I'm super emotional tonight.
Oh, it's been really emotional for everyone.
It exceeds my expectations of what I was going to get from you guys tonight, and I did expect some powerful pieces. I didn't expect them to get to me like this, but I love them, all of them, and I love all you guys for coming through with them. Wow, man. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. Got a divine inspiration over there, and don't bother Van, because he got that little section of the Love Lounge on lock with my mixologist. But what you can do when you go to the bar, just put your finger up, and she'll come. My mixologist will come over. She got your drinks. Drinks are in the house.
Okay.
And you sit back and, you know, put your feet up, take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One mic. Thanks, ladies.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Wow. Girl, Diva, they're getting to me. I'm trying not to break down here. They are getting to me. Oh, man. And this next poet, this next artist that's coming through ain't going to help. She's got a way of spitting her pieces, and her voice is so soft. It's, oh, God. Let me open up her mic. Woo. We got a Wiener.
Good evening, ladies.
Welcome to the Love Zone, Diva. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Lady A's piece. Oh, still have me in my feelings.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
How are you guys doing?
Yes. Oh, I'm making it through.
Yeah, I understand.
Holding on tonight. Yeah. Y'all are doing the thing to me, and I already know what you're getting ready to do, but I'm going to let my diva ask you the question of the evening.
Okay.
All right. Miss Edwina, what heals your heart when you have no one to turn to?
I agree with what everyone was saying tonight, but there's one statement that sticks with me right now going through the things that I'm dealing with, because I realize that healing isn't a destination. It's a practice to some extent, especially for some things that we go through in life. And it's this saying from Abraham Hicks. He says, everything is working out for me. You know, and when I think about that and repeat that as an affirmation, I realize that if a person walks out of my life, that was God's doing. It was meant to happen. And if they, you know, anybody new that walks into my life, it was meant for them to be a part of my life, whether it be for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. Mm-hmm. But everything, no matter how much it hurts, is a part of the experience. And in the end, everything works out for me. And everything works out for you guys, too, you know. You got to realize that whether it made your poetry stronger, it made your devotion to something stronger, whether it, you know, however it affected you, it all works out. And I say that to myself on a regular basis. And sometimes I listen to affirmations in the morning where it just repeats that a lot. Everything is always working out for me. And I believe that. I stick by that. But definitely the use of music, the use of, sometimes depending on how bad it gets, you have to make somebody listen. I've had times when I've been down and out to the point where I've called those hotlines, even though they don't help very much. Sometimes just giving voice to what you're experiencing is helpful.
Exactly.
And sometimes, sometimes it helps to process it through writing or relating through music, which also helps you understand that the experience that you're going through is not singular, you know. Mm-hmm. You're a part of,
right,
other people have been through what you've been through, and they've made it beautiful through their music, and you can too, you know. You have to find those little things, I think. Sorry to get long-winded, but
No, that's okay.
You're absolutely right.
That's true.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. I am a firm believer in positive affirmation, and I know from personal experience, everyone needs somebody to talk to. So it's okay to make those phone calls. It's okay to reach out, okay? And it's like you said, my thing is everything that happens for us has a season. It has its time. And there, I seen something the other day that said everyone that we come in contact with will have a last day with us. So you have to, you know, keep your head up and know that, yes, everything is working out for you. Everything that happens to us is happening for us to learn something, regardless of how bad it feels. It knocks you down, lifts you to. We have to go through something to get somewhere. So, wow, I'm not going to talk too long because I got more callers, but you are absolutely right. I agree with everything that you were saying, every single thing that you were saying. Man,
thank you. I appreciate that.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Let me put my seatbelt on because I know it's getting ready to take me for a ride here with your peace because I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to. Woo! Yeah.
Okay.
So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. All right, this is a piece. It's called Something Had Changed. And as I relate to the topic that you guys are talking about, it's self-love is a big part of healing yourself and healing your heart. And even though I haven't ended the relationship that I'm struggling with, I think this piece helps me identify the changes that I need to make. Okay. Something had changed. I know everything does and nothing stays the same, but at some point we stop shooting straight and start subscribing to the game. Yeah, it's the game. There's nothing else to blame for what two unfulfilled hearts will do becoming one just to maintain. We both started out knowing the value in each other's eyes, like I knew that you were a smartass and I knew that you were fly. I knew that you were a rocket man with ambitions for the sky, and I was your muse, your rocket fuel with a parting of these thighs. But what I didn't know was that a fangirl ain't the mindset of a wife. What I didn't know is that to really love you, I had to love me twice. That's one time for the big girl, one for the little one inside. All I knew was just being here to revel in your glow was a get in where I fit in vibe, leave well enough alone. That fit into an image that I hope you would condone. That accept things I didn't fuck with just as long as you came home. That forget the way I feel inside, that man's your backbone. In retrospect, that might have been where it all went wrong. I was moving as if without you, I didn't have one of my own. But something had changed. It ain't start out this way. I remember how I felt the first time I saw your face. I remember the tender touches, the attention and the care. I remember coming into empty rooms, knowing I'd find you there. I remember slow dancing in rose petals, dressed in nothing but a smile. I remember feeling wanted in ways I hadn't in a while. I remember the feeling of landing in the grace of being your girl. I remember that what we shared was everything in my world, but something had changed. I mean, I know everything does and nothing stays the same, but at some point we stopped shooting straight and start subscribing to the game. We started out expecting that we needed a better half. Then the roads in life got complicated and so did the math. Add two new chicks and a secret, divide your attention and your time. Add some compromise, act civilized, pretend that everything is fine. When you run up all the numbers, it equals out to be the same. Two people toxically in love playing mind games. Something had changed. The game was to blame. When a sister doesn't love herself, she seeks it in his name. When a brother doesn't love himself like a man should love a man, expectations and delusions tend to ruin everything. Do you already feel royal before they call you king or queen? Are you coming to the table knowing everything you bring? Commitment scares a man who doesn't feel quite whole inside, and submission is martyrdom to a sister lacking in self-pride, both holding on to the exit doors, claiming they're taken for a ride. The game will have you on gas and him on blast till we're two run down to fight. And that's that piece. Thank you.
Every time I hear this piece, I fall in love with that line where you said about him being, would you say, did he feel like a king?
Do you already feel royal before they call you king or queen?
Yes. I mean, the whole piece is dope. It really is. But that line right there, it's a very, very powerful question. Because it's a statement within that question right there. And I love that. Oh, that is so dope. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Makes me realize, like, if you don't show up whole in a relationship, you're playing a game. Mm-hmm. You're both playing games. And too many people show up looking for the other half of themselves in another person and wonder why both of the people end up coming up empty, you know? Thank you, guys. Thank
people
you so much
don't
for the
realize
mic.
You already complete. Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. I appreciate this. And, don't be a stranger.
I'm going to right now.
I'm going to put you over here. Go ahead.
Diva, let me tell you something, Evelyn. I love that line to where you had to love yourself twice, the big girl and the little girl.
Right.
That got
thank
fun.
You.
All right now.
Yeah.
So
thank
that,
you.
It was a beautiful piece. It was outstanding.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. It was. Yes.
Thank you.
And you're
now
right.
You can take it to another.
People don't. Wait a minute. I got one more thing to say. It's like you said, people show up looking for someone to complete them when they don't realize you're already whole. You don't need somebody
right.
to complete you. You are already complete. What it is, you bring someone into your world to enhance that beauty, that happiness that you already have inside, but you gotta find it inside first before you can bring it to somebody to share with them.
Yeah.
That's what you're bringing somebody into your world for, to share with them the pieces of you, what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And they come
in
to share with you what they have. And y'all just put that together, okay? And you become
this
incredible energy. Yeah, that's where the magic begins. But you have to know who you are before you come into a relationship with somebody else. Man, that piece was, that was very powerful. And I love it.
Thank
you so much. So, so much.
Yes, thank
I'm
going to
put you over there.
Thank you,
in
guys.
The
I appreciate
it. Now. All right, go in here, have yourself a drink, put your feet up, make your chocolate baby. Well,
okay, see now. How poetic and Kalinda is doing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not disturbing too much.
All right, you guys, thank you. One love, one life.
One love, one life.
Yes. Oh, man. Diva. I'm gonna hit us with another station ID real quick. Yeah.
All right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
You are listening to Epiphany Radio. You are in the love zone. I am your host, the Pearl Negra, and I am joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, the VIP. Darling, number is 319-527-6300. You have approximately 30 minutes to get in here. Dial that number, put your hand up, and join us. If not, you can keep streaming. Mm-hmm. Just listen. Okay. Diva, we got another caller in here. I'm going to open up this microphone to area code 573. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Sinister Spellow. Good evening, ladies.
Well, hey, I thought that was you. How you been? Goodness.
Today is an okay day.
All right. I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's great to hear from you as always. Yeah. So, whose turn is it to ask the question, Diva? Is it mine or yours?
Yours, Diva.
Mine. All right.
Mm-hmm.
The question of the evening is, what heals your heart when you have no one to turn to?
That's a paramount question in my life right now, and it's art. Art will save me.
Art. Okay. What kind of art are we talking?
We're talking poetry and drawing, painting, sketches,
okay,
doodles. I'm rebuilding myself through my art.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
After something such a long time.
Okay. That's awesome. You know what? I always wanted to be a painter, but I don't have a steady hand like that. So I got into something else. I tried it, and all I did was make myself mad. So I admire people that can draw for whatever it is. It could be abstract art. It could be drawing people, whatever it is. I have always admired that and wished that I could draw. So, man, that's what's up. That's awesome. It really is. And I want you to know my prayers go out to you for what
absolutely
you're dealing with here. I'm not going to, but you're always in my prayers, really, and I'm sending it with love and light to you and some strength. Okay. What did you bring, Delicious, for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something.
Yes, I in memory of my late wife, I brought a poem that I wrote shortly after she passed. It is her birthday today, so it seems only fitting I read this.
Oh, happy birthday. All right, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Cathedral glass. Blue and cold, lifeless, I have found you. Wretched be the day you went away. I'm not okay as I sift through pieces, shattered aorta like broken glass, distraught mania. We were supposed to elevate and spike. Live full, the sand of our hourglass was left, but tragedy took you sooner than that. Mercy died that day, cracked everywhere. Question reason. Splinters of glass fell from your cathedral. Walls shook with mighty vigor and pain. I can't trust my thoughts at all today. Reflecting the plethora of chaos ensued. Trace fully the spot you last laid. Walk a circle of regret and shame. Still you took me back the night before. Love reblossoming, connections unite. Trusting you. Engaging your bounty for a lifetime I could stay. Decades together, yet I thirst you like new. Showered me in reconciliation, budding tides. Alas, when I awoke, I found you breathless, devastated eye. Tried to reassemble the broken glass, mouthed my intent, but I was too late. Damn this pinnacle of seeping death, broken down amongst the shards painfully. I lost more than a partner, I lost my heart. Jagged little pieces of despair I now sit, bleeding from my digits, sprawling names. I'm lost without you, lover. I shall not love again. and peace.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Eva, you go ahead first.
Nothing can be said, you know, what your piece was about, but it was so heartfelt, and every moment I was like about to cry. And I admire you because not a lot of people can like take their grief out in art, whatever that it is. You know, poetry, like you said, painting and all that. Not a lot of people can do that. And I'm sure it takes like every single moment not to just collapse. So I admire you for that. I really do. And as Danielle said, we're praying for you all the time. A great piece, though.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I commend you for coming on here and being open with us. I know it's hard. I lost my spouse some years back, so I understand. I can't, you know, it's nothing really that I can say to hopefully bring you some comfort, but I do appreciate you coming on here. We appreciate you. And we're just going to continue to send prayers out to you. The piece was beautiful. Tugged at my heartstrings, which every poet on here has succeeded in doing. Wow. I'm just going to keep you uplifted in my prayers. And I want to thank you. All right. And don't be a stranger. You know, it's always an open mic here for you. Great knowing you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
We
and I'm
going
to send you.
You
on over there to the Love Lounge. Go see if you can grab your drink and have some chit-chat with the other poets. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
It does take a lot of courage to really just come out and start speaking publicly and expressing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to get into details about your situation, but just when you love someone that much and you lose them, it really isn't too much that anybody can say or do to help ease that. So I understand what he's saying. That's what he's dealing with right now, with trying to heal, you know. And it's a major, major process that you have to go through, especially
yes,
in this situation.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Diva, I don't want to call my New York John. We were supposed to be changing his name to something else.
He's our poet, Larry.
Oh, there we go. That sexy intellectual. Our poet laureate. We got us. J. Rob, the wise son.
Like
welcome to the Love Zone. The sexy intellectual. Yeah. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, J. Rob.
I'm on the Love Zone. Oh, yeah. Here you go. I'm on the Love Zone.
He's trying to uplift the diamond.
I'm on the Love Zone.
I know who it was.
For you.
Can I work it?
It is so working. Thank you.
I'm just saying.
I'm on the Love Zone.
You jerk.
I'm doing all right.
Oh, Lord, you're doing all right. Okay.
You make my face go.
Lord, I'm oh, my stomach. It's always great to hear from you. What's good with you?
It's good to be on the
Love
I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I'm on a love song.
You know what? With you singing like that, it takes me back to the 70s. You know? That
stylistic
era. As
yo,
well.
Phonics.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. 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 Definitely. And I'm seeing afros and bell bottoms and
tell
and
you.
Flags. Yo.
Have you seen us?
We don't make songs like that no more.
No, they don't.
We
no,
had to leave and go away.
That was my joint.
Almost made me go there. He's
like,
see, I can't sing, so I'm gonna be alone. But
you know, and I'm alone.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, y'all. Y'all know I could do this for hours. I just love y'all.
We love you too. I hope you had a most pleasant day. You know, because it brought
right.
you to
I'm on the love zone, so I'm good.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm all right.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
How y'all doing?
We doing this topic. Has gotten us a little emotional because the pieces and the discussion tugged at the heartstrings. Yeah,
talk to me. What's the topic for tonight?
The topic for tonight is what heals your heart when you have no one to turn to.
Where does a broken heart go look when it's looking for a lonely heart to take company with?
Where do broken hearts go, Lord?
What happened again? What happens when a lonely heart says hello to you or something like that? What did you say?
No, what heals your heart when you have no one to turn to?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Good question.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should just do like the song said and love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Did it, 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 did it.
Okay, sir. They also say the best way to get over one is to get under a new body.
So. Come on. If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you with. Or like Full Force when they were singing, ain't nothing wrong with a temporary love thing.
Oh, man.
I can love you forever. Oh.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
They were bucking to get you strong.
Girl, that was the whole plan. It was like, I know you cute, but I'm trying.
Oh, God.
You want to get out of here and go someplace else and talk? Be like, baby, you've been talking my language since you said hello. But,
oh, you had me at hello.
In all honesty, that's a hard question because everybody reacts to heartbreak and heartache differently.
That's true.
Some people got that comeback to be like, nah, I'm not rocking with y'all. And then other folks will be like, yo, check this out. You know, what's up with you?
Right.
No, so that's some people could jump right back on the horse and get the ride, and then some people, you know, and it's a learned behavior, to be honest with you, because when you're madly in love with someone, you learn that wallowing does not help you at all, because while you're wallowing, they loving the one they with.
They still living. That's right. Yeah.
You could be like, I'll give you a perfect example. When my ex left me and my boys was like, come on, we got to go out. I'm like, I don't want to. You're going to meet someone else. There is nobody else. I want her.
Oh, Lord.
And then we were hanging out, and I bumped into her when she was with her new man, and I was like, wow. No, she left me.
Oh, Lord.
And it took an older sister to be like, stop. What don't kill you is going to make you stronger, and stop playing. You're not a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
This just wasn't the person for you. So cut all that crying out. Let go of them waterworks. Move on. The best revenge is success. I never believed in that whole thing.
Right.
If,
well.
Yeah, live well. Live your life. You know, I never believed that adage, if it's meant for you, if someone leaves you and they're meant for you, they'll come back. If not, then they were never meant. No. If they leave, let them keep pushing.
Right, let them go.
And that's a learned behavior because in your 20s.
Both ways.
Yeah. I'm telling my nieces that in a heartbeat. I don't have any kids, so I can't tell my daughter. But I tell my nieces and nephews, what? Cry over what? Man, please. If they left you, you're supposed to say thank you.
Because
now you somebody else's
you
head.
Might have banged the bullet. That's for darn sure.
I am saving so much on aspirin and therapy. What am I crying over you for? I'm going out for steak without you. Mm-mm. Let's not. We life is for the living. So being sad over somebody who don't want you in their life no more, you're like, you know what? I'm upset because you don't want to be here. I forgot to say thank you. What are you thanking me for? Do you show them a box of aspirin and be like, I don't have to take this no more. When we dated, I went through 8 boxes a month. Fuck, I don't have to be with you no more, man.
Wow.
Let me sit next to somebody who wants to sit next to me so that she and I can create memories.
There you go. There you go. That's right. Can you scoot over? Because somebody wants to sit in this spot right here.
Be like, I'm gonna need you to move because somebody else that deserves that spot is you in the way. Come on, move, stop playing.
Okay, that's right.
And then they say stuff like,
yes,
"Well,
indeed.
I just wanted us to be friends. Your friendship is not that important." But hey, thank you for playing. We have some lovely parting gifts out the door.
The
be like Martin,
gift.
Get that step in. Because heartache costs. Listen, heartache is good for your diet. Because when your heart is broken, you can't eat, you can't drink, you save money on your phone bill, you save money on your electric bill because you're sitting in the dark all the time. Yeah, please. That's what you do in your 20s, and you may do it in your 30s, but then after a minute, you got to, like, get up and dust off and be like, man, please. You write one or two angry letters that you probably will never send, and you're like, I got a whole lot of life to be living. I can't be wallowing over you. I'm upset that you're no longer here. And I'll deal with that. But after I finish dealing with it, bye.
There you go.
I got the love zone going on Wednesday night. I don't need you. Huh?
Yes, you do. You got
I'm
it.
I'm just saying.
You got it.
You said it's a process. That's what I said.
Dig this.
And I like
your
that.
Show. Your show gives... Well, unbeknownst to the two of you, your show gives life. And what I mean by that is, as poets, people are going through something on a regular basis, and you never know who you touch with your topics. And if you're touching somebody who needed that, you had no idea somewhere down the road you're going to hear somebody say, you know what, on your show, I really needed that. Thank you. Them pieces that I heard them poets spit, that really helped me get over the hump. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
It's dope.
Aww.
This is what we do. You don't know who you're going to touch. Y'all help a lot of people. Y'all touch topics that pull at people's heartstrings, and then idiots like me get on and try to make y'all laugh. But y'all touch people, and y'all help folks get over the hump. Real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all help people get over the hump. And as long as you're helping people get over the hump, it's a good look.
Oh. Well, well I, you know
like
what?
Like everything, it's a long
I'm
a
claim
to
that.
Get over something, you know, that hits your heart.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, VIP.
I said it's a process. You know, when you get your heart broken and it's hard to bounce back to some, and to some, hey, I just dodged the bullet. I'm okay.
Agree.
And you really find out who you are. You find out who you are in dealing with it, and you find out who they are by their actions. So actions always speak louder than words. So it wasn't meant. And it's not meant. It's not meant. And like I said, you know, in my piece, I don't cry. I don't cry very often. And if I have to cry, somebody better watch out. But, you know, it's a process. And then sometimes you're like, you beat yourself up because you've been with them so long and then they ain't really love you as you wanted them to and all that kind of stuff. But guess what? I dodged a bullet because now I know how you would be.
And they saved you.
Yep.
And they saved you. They saved you from dealing with their nonsense.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You're like, why am I mad at you? Because you did me a solid. What?
Mm-hmm.
Good looking.
There you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm
absolutely
good. I don't need nothing from you. I need you to go over there. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Over there.
Yeah, over there.
Yeah.
Like, no. I got.
Absolutely.
Y'all, women don't have time for dudes that don't want to be in the relationship that they deserve. And dudes don't deserve to be with a woman that's not appreciative of the presence that they bring to them. Dudes ain't
mm-hmm.
always looking
absolutely.
To score. Brothers want to be appreciated. I should say men, but brothers want to be appreciated. Women want to be loved, and men want to be appreciated. And if you are in a relationship where both take place at the same time, shit, that is absolutely incredible.
That's what's meant to be when you can get in a relationship like that. Man, Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
You're right. And you know what? At that part about them, you know what? It's a saying that goes, you want to lose some weight? Get in a stressful relationship.
or, you want to lose some weight? Fall in love with the wrong person.
Oh, there you go. Right there. There you go. Right
now, that's
there.
True. That's true.
Whew, I told you.
You go right ahead and go fall in love with the wrong person. You trying to lose some weight. You trying to get rid of some dead weight? Oh, yeah, fall in love with the wrong person.
There you go. So enough.
Watch God. I'd be like,
okay.
I got something for that weight problem. I'm going to introduce you to your biggest problem. You're like, God, what you talking about? Hey, my name is John. I'm going to be your problem for the next couple of months. The sex might be outstanding, but I'm definitely not the man of your dreams.
Got side effects that come along with this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Loss of appetite.
Oh, this level to the misery I'm going to bring to the table, baby.
Shit. I'm trying to tell you, it's crazy. And you know, until you go through it, you don't really think it's real. You're like, oh, you know, they're just overreacting. It can't be that bad until your ass is deep up in it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Deep up in it. Then you're like, oh, damn. It's like that for real.
Mm-hmm.
Worse than what I thought. Because the presentation from the other person is nothing compared to what's behind that curtain, man. I'm trying to.
You're like, what? What? I thought you were you so and so. I thought, nah. That's why it's cool to pay attention to kids, because kids see stuff that we don't see.
Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes animals do too. But
yeah,
you know, your instinct don't lie to you. Your instinct is like, if they're not good for you, you can be like, dig this. I dig you, but this just ain't working for me. And I'm going to go skate by myself, and you need to do the same thing. Well, I don't want to skate without you. I know. but dig this, this ain't working. So let's be grown. You holler, I'm out.
There you go.
But again, it's a learned behavior because you don't do that in your teens and in your 20s. You're still learning who you are romantically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you're invincible.
Yeah.
Thank you forever. You know.
Yeah.
Come
so,
down,
you know, it's still a learned behavior.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And all we can ask for is just to get better at what we learned.
Mhm. We do. When we get through it, we do. I mean, everybody learns at their own pace, you know. And when I say that, how long do you allow yourself to stay in that spot, you know, in that area? But eventually, we do learn. You know.
Yeah. And once we learn, we don't unlearn it.
Oh no! You get how do you unlearn something? That's hard right there.
You don't unlearn it.
All you can do is add to it and
add to it and shift the behavior.
That's what I was
saying. That's all we do. Add
to
it and shift the behavior.
That's absolutely man. Just smart guy, man.
Yeah, I read a couple of books, had my heart broken here and there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
good.
Thank you. Now, I want to ask you, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? And don't be so quick to run away after you finish your piece, too. Okay.
I got something.
Maybe you do.
I hope people like this is something a little bit romantic that I really enjoy doing. And the piece is called "The Memories of Us," and I thought it was apropos for this because I know while there have been some heartstrings pulled, this piece really.
Hey, London.
This piece is about the next person who deserves you.
The mic is yours.
Her bed smells like the dopest cologne that I can find the night before our scintillating scheduled rendezvous that left a scent on her pillows that was like fingerprints to her nostrils. She remembers us. She stares at me with those half-closed eyes before she sat on my lap and just looked at my lips long enough to inhale my, oh, shit, baby whispers while licking her lips. Sitting on my lap, through my chin with one hand, she stares me in my eyes and she smiles, teasing herself continually because she disagrees with me as to how big my lips are, so she softly kisses them, mouthing words that sound like how soft they are and how she can't wait to watch me enjoy her. She kisses me again. And then we make out. We make out like hungry, succulent, sensuous teenagers whose raging hormones are overriding this animalistic urge to please each other. Just like days of old, dry humping hard enough to tear a hole in my pants as she allows me permission by her own hand, one button at a time, to enjoy her skin. Her blouse draws open with a lace brassiere, exposing aspects of her bare accessories to my necessities. And all I'm thinking to myself is, she's my chocolate-covered angel. And if you know anything about me, I just love chocolate. Yet for some reason, the continuation of this osculation takes me back to a place when a woman kissed you this long only because she really liked you. Way before the tasting of other body parts, this was an exercise in above-the-waist crisp acrobatics. This was juicy. This was sexy. passionate. So much so that even our moans was mutually musical. This wasn't the same dance that we've shared for so long and so often. This was different. This felt different. Her hunger was different. And as I matched and surrendered to her passion, it was a prelude to what was going to be an incredible evening of forever. Until the sound of bacon cooking at the end of that wax song that started to fade in the memory because the record wouldn't play again. And we remained entangled in each other's arms, trapped in silk, until we woke up with her perfume all over me, invading my nostrils. And all I'm thinking is, damn, she really can kiss. And I'm smitten from that point forward. Poem.
Wow. You know, I love that one part where you say chocolate covered angel. That just speaks volumes to me. And then you say you're smitten. Oh my goodness. I love that.
I haven't used that word no more.
Okay. Oh. Mm-hmm. That whole piece.
I like the kissing part.
Is that part of your yes, and the whispering, the speaking. Oh Lord, okay, yeah. That was an excellent change of pace. Because yes, we had our heartstrings tugged at from everybody, and then you came in here and you put us on a. Tell me more about my eyes. I loved that piece. That was beautiful. Oh man, it's very beautiful.
As much as my heart has been broken, I'm always going to believe. And as much as I talk crap because I like making people laugh, but I believe that real love exists. And when you see us in love, it's contrary to what people thought capable of doing, because there's nothing animalistic about it. It's just a pure passion between two people who can't get out of each other's way romantically.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the dopest shit on earth.
Yes, the fuck it is. Yes, it is. When you connect like that, whoo, honey. Better than any drug. That is the oh Lord, you are so right. So right. Had me sitting here just looking at my little short stubby nails like
I'm telling you. There's romantic moments that people don't take advantage of for whatever reason. Some people do, some people don't. You know, bathing, giving your woman a pedicure, bathing her feet and doing her, taking care of her nails. That's a dope romantic thing. Even if she just goes to the nail salon and has them redone, took the time to do that. Or look from a guy's point of view, sitting in between your girl's legs and just having her take her long nails and she massages your scalp. She's like, don't even talk to me, just sit down. And you got a big old pillow and you can sit between her legs and she's just massaging your scalp. You forget all the things that were bothering you. You could ignore your phone and the whole nine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so soothing when you can do something like that and you can be just completely naked, mentally, spiritually, physically, verbally. You just, you're home. With that person.
You're letting go of your vulnerabilities. You're like, this is us.
Absolutely. And people don't understand that word right there, us. Oh, that's a big word. It has so much meaning behind it. It's just the best. Oh, goodness. You done took to another realm, Jay. Wow. I loved it though. Oh yeah, that was beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Can I ask you one more question, please?
Oh, by all means.
What you got going on in the Tiffany universe, the world of poetry?
Dig this. Pardon me. Tomorrow night is the Get Down. 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the Wise Son. We're highlighting aspects of Black history. Now, if you're tuned in the beginning of the month, we highlighted one of our heroes and started with For Real, the Poet. And we're going to go further and extend this a little bit more. And y'all are in for a treat. But I have to be honest. There's some things in Black history that people need to appreciate. And some things are going to hurt. And we're going to touch that.
That's it.
The only thing that I ever say, and I'll post it later on, is just because things happened to us in the past doesn't mean that it's not worth knowing. Because if you do not know your history, trust when I tell you, someone that doesn't look like you will write it for you and make you believe their version of your history. So do not turn a blind eye or turn away from viewing or learning Black history in America, because the truth hurts your ears and your eyes. Because someday when all of us die, our ancestors are going to ask, what did you do with the freedom that they gave you and died for? Think about it.
So
we're going to touch that real quick.
Wow.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, and y'all definitely come on through. Give them a holler.
Just come through.
Get down.
Celebrate. Yeah. Celebrate life with us, celebrate accomplishments, celebrate the people whose shoulders all of us stand on in poetry, because this thing is bigger than all of us, and as long as we keep writing the dynamic pieces that pull at your heartstrings like your previous callers, what I did and what you ladies constantly do, all beautiful, and it's all poetry, and it's all phenomenal. Tune in tomorrow night so we can continue what you just heard on the Love Zone with some more poetry, brought to you by the dynamic duo of Van Meadows and John Robinson. Just to Get Down.
Absolutely. Thank you for that. Thank you for that beautiful piece. Thank you for your conversation.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad I was able to make the show tonight. I was hoping
I'm glad I did. I see him in the chat. Where he is?
Yeah, For Real told me that y'all talking greasy about me and Van a few days ago, so I had to make sure I came in represented.
I
even understand why you even addressed that, because you know you're not supposed to do stuff like that.
He never lied to me.
Okay.
Neither do we.
And we do. That's what I'm saying.
I never said y'all lied to me. I just said For Real never lies to me.
You ever caught him in one?
Have I caught a who?
Have you ever caught him in a lie? How you know he ain't never lied to you? You ever caught him in a lie?
If I ain't catch him, just like they say in the streets, it ain't a crime until you get caught.
and they can't chase you if you don't run.
See?
All right.
See?
We haven't lied to you. Okay. Thank you so much, Jay Rob.
Thank you both for having me.
Absolutely.
Anytime. It's always an open mic waiting here for you. Always.
Oh, Putin.
Oh, my Lord. Well, with that being said, love, I'm going to send you over there. The bar's still open. Go on over there. You know, your brother's over there. Got my mixologist time occupied, but she definitely still is the mixologist. So you just walk in, your presence alone will alert her, and she'll have your favorite drink. Okay.
Y'all are the best ever.
Cigar waiting for you, too.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You're not in the humidor.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Ladies, have a phenomenal night. Thank you for having me once again.
You as well.
One love, one mic.
One love and one mic, ladies.
Wow, Diva.
I'm tired of being seen in the rain chair. This is a
girl,
good show, my Diva.
This show. Yes, it was. Man, I'm just, y'all going to have me sitting back thinking for a minute. I'm going to sit on at the foot of the bed before I go into my meditation and my prayer. Girl, beautiful pieces, the transparency. I'm glad that they could feel comfortable enough to come on here and open to us like they do. It was wonderful. I love everybody that came in here. And even those that didn't say anything, it's nothing but love in here. This is the love zone. Diva, you got any closing words for us?
Just want to say thank you to everybody who participated tonight. Thank you for those amazing pieces. And, as usual, wear your mask. Stay away from people who are sick. Please have some common sense in all of this, because it's not over. And we're going to pray that someday it will be over, but you know how people are. Other than that, God bless you guys. Take care.
And I want to thank you once again, Diva, for hanging with me, doing this thing. You make it an awesome team. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, please, common sense, courtesy, respect, all those things need to be applied, especially at this day and age, with what's going on, the germs that are being spread, And we need to show this to one another, some love. Get a good relationship going with yourself. That's where spirit lies. Thank y'all for coming out, listening, giving us those awesome pieces. And with that, everybody, I'm going to say peace.
Your smile, your voice creeps inside my heart with everything it does. I have no choice. Loving you is all that I know how to do. Even when your weight was heavy, you would sort me up. Even when you were in pieces, you would hold me together. Even though I was your baby, you would start the fight in me. One that was there to hold my back. Don't you know that I choose you? Heavy.